David Glenn is the longtime host of The David Glenn Show and now writes the Holding Court with David Glenn column on our website, chapelboro.com. He joins us now on this ACC quarterfinal Thursday to talk about the tournament. David, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. It's always great to be with you.
So, thoughts about the tournament so far? I know we got that the big upset for Boston College, that controversy in the Syracuse-Florida State game. How have things gone as far as you've been watching it?
Yeah, I think two of the biggest items, and really, in my eyes, the tournament really ramps up today when all the best teams play for the first team. But Buddy Boeheim being suspended for that punch, which he did deserve. I mean, you can't go around punching people. Just an out-of-character play by a high-class young man. Syracuse got annihilated by Duke twice during the regular season, even with Buddy Boeheim, who has been one of the best scorers in the ACC. So without him, it's going to be even harder to threaten the Blue Devils. And then you mentioned the loss by Wake Forest. That is the other biggest item so far. You know, this is a league that, since it's been 15 teams, has been used to getting 7-9 teams into the big dance. I mean, that's 60% of your league if you get 9 out of your 15 members into March Madness, the big bracket. And Wake Forest is squarely on the bubble, as you mentioned. And as we speak, Aaron, I mean, Duke is going to be a high seed, of course, in the NCAA tournament. Carolina kind of sealed its bid with that win at Duke last weekend. And Miami and Notre Dame kind of like where they are. But getting only 4 teams in, maybe 5 in Wake Forest, we'll see what Virginia and Virginia Tech do to polish their resumes later today, if possible. This is going to be a disappointing number of NCAA tournament bids from a conference that has dominated the NCAA tournament in many ways, with its current members winning 6 of the last 12 NCAA titles, which is, of course, exactly half the time over more than a decade.
Yeah, it's a down year for the ACC, and I got to say, I don't know about you, I don't feel the same like excitement about the quarterfinals that I feel like we used to, and I don't know if that's a consequence of it being a down year or the tournament being in Brooklyn where there's a lot of empty seats in the arena or just the stakes aren't quite as high this year as they used to be. I know way back in the day when you had to win the tournament in order to advance to the NCAA, yep. It's like that was a huge deal, but the ACC tournament was a huge deal for a long time after that, and it feels less so now. I don't know why.
Well, to me, it's a mixed bag, because on the one hand, when you point to the site, I've been to every ACC tournament starting in 1989 until this year. So I've been to Tampa, I've been to Atlanta, I've been to D.C., I've been to Brooklyn, and of course, Greensboro and Charlotte here and closer to our backyard. And you're right about the vibe, and you're right about the empty seats. I mean, I used to ask Uber drivers or cab drivers, you know, or hostesses or waiters or waitresses, hey, what big event is going on in your town? And you could be 3 blocks from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, and they'll have, you know, no idea. Whereas, of course, if you're a couple blocks from the Greensboro Coliseum, 90% of people are going to say, oh, we have the ACC tournament in town. So in that sense, it is a different, less exciting vibe usually when this tournament ventures outside the state of North Carolina. On the flip side, I think tonight's session with Virginia Tech thinking it might be able to be a surprise NCAA tournament selection, going against a very high seed in Notre Dame, and UVA trying to make a miracle of its own going against the Tar Heels, I think those two games tonight will be the first time in this 5-day event, and we're in day 3 right now, the first time it feels like those better vibes of the ACC tournament, the one that this league's tournament has become famous for over the years.
Speaking with David Glenn, and let's turn to the game tonight, 9:30 tip-off, give or take, depending on how that previous game goes at 7, but 9:30 is the scheduled tip-off. Tar Heels taking on UVA. Carolina got a win over the Cavaliers back in January. UVA is having a little bit of a down year of its own. How do you see Carolina's chances, and how do you see this game going?
I think Carolina's the better team. It was the Heels by 16 against UVA way back in January. UVA's a team this season that just has a hard time putting the ball in the basket. So Carolina needs to be wary of tightening those defensive screws. The Heels are a much better offensive team than they are a defensive team. So you just can't give the Cavaliers hope with easy baskets. When you force Virginia to try to execute, they do have a really good player in Jaden Gardner. He's an ECU transfer. He made one of the All-ACC teams, and deservedly so. but they have much more defense-oriented guys. So when they're trying to score the Cavaliers or trying to play catch-up, they really have problems unless one player happens to get really, really hot. So Carolina's the better team. Carolina should have a lot of confidence right now, and it will be certainly a contrast in styles because tempo-wise, UNC is number one in the ACC, and tempo-wise, meaning how fast a style of basketball do you play, UVA is 358 out of 358 teams in Division I men's basketball, and that is not an exaggeration. So the contrast in styles that we're used to seeing, fast versus slow, is going to be back on display tonight.
Speaking with David Glenn, and we'll start wrapping up. But as we do, we got Virginia tonight for Carolina, either Virginia Tech or Notre Dame tomorrow if they can get past the Cavaliers, and then potentially Duke looming in the final on Saturday. My statistic of the week is Carolina is 49-50 overall against Duke during the Coach K era, and wouldn't it be perfect if it would just end it as an even 50-50? How far do you see Carolina going?
Well, first, I love the fact that you mentioned earlier that tonight's tip time depends on the ending of the previous game. That is the sign of a savvy ACC basketball fan, because I've done a lot of twiddling my thumbs waiting for those later games to start over the years. So well done by you. It would be magical if it ended up being the heels against the Devils again, especially given the drama that just was added to the equation at Cameron Indoor Stadium in Coach K's swan song. As crazy as this might sound, we have had only one Duke Carolina ACC championship game in the last 20 years. And it's not like they don't both do well and advance far frequently. They've met 11 times overall in the ACC title game. That's over 67 tournaments to this point. It could happen again. But the Heels are one of those teams, you know, they're right on the edge against their better opponents. They do have a lot of momentum, but they're also a team that lost at home to Pitt a few weeks ago, right? So they need to get something beyond performance from their starting five. It's one thing to play, you know, all those starters for every minute in the second half to try to beat the Blue Devils. You can't play all your starters for close to 40 minutes for three straight games in three straight days. It just doesn't work. So whether it's Puff Johnson or Dontrez Styles or somebody else, Hubert Davis just needs a little more from his bench. If he gets that, then your dream scenario has a chance of happening, because I think Duke is going to be in this ACC title game, and it's just a matter of who shows up to face the Blue Devils.
I was at that 2011 Duke Carolina game. That was not a good day to be a Tar Heel fan, but that was an exciting time to be in the Greensboro Coliseum. That was my first time covering the tournament. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, when I first started covering this league, I watched on TV as Duke and Carolina played for the ACC title in 1988. I was there in Atlanta, one of the best tournaments I've ever seen. It ends up top 10 Carolina, top 10 Duke in the ACC title again. 91 and 92 were both Duke Carolina in the ACC title game. And I think of those four, the Tar Heels won two of them, the Blue Devils won the other two. So, man, as a young guy, did I get an eyeful of what both the ACC tournament has to offer and, of course, the Duke Carolina rivalry has to offer.
Well, again, 9:30-ish tip-off tonight. Carolina, Virginia, we'll have it for you here on 97.9 The Hill. David Glenn, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Enjoy March Madness.